Hello and welcome to another episode of Sacred Screens. Today we're going to talk about Marriage Story. This movie is available on Netflix for you to watch at any point right now. Stars Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson in a story about a couple whose marriage is falling apart. It's a heartbreaking story, but also a very warm and encouraging and hopeful story. I hope you enjoy what we thought about it.
Let's do Marriage Story. That's fine.
All right. So I just watched this last night. Mm-hmm. Marriage Story is a story of a marriage, but more...
Sorry.
More likely, a better description, it is a story of a divorce. Mm-hmm. And it's Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson are in it. And they play a couple that are just... have drifted and want different things. And this is just a story of what divorce looks like for somebody.
What I love about Nicole, she is a mother who plays, really plays.
What I love about Charlie, he loves being a dad. He loves all the things you're supposed to hate, like waking up at night.
She knows when to push me and when to leave me alone.
He never lets other people keep him from what he wants to do.
Dad, you're too far.
I know. It's not easy for her to close a cabinet.
He's incredibly neat.
She's brave.
He's brilliant. She's very, very competitive. Tell Charlie what's happening, and Cassie, you then hand him the envelope.
I just get nervous.
Well, can you unserve?
What do you mean, like take it back? Charlie and I are getting a divorce, Mom.
You can't be friends with him anymore.
Gee, Ma.
Charlie Bird.
Mom. Mom. Mom.
What?
You know, most people in my business, you're just transactions to them. I like to think of you as people.
Oh, okay, good.
You remind me of myself on my second marriage.
Baby, I'm amazed the way you love me all the time.
Part of what we're gonna do together is tell your story.
Did you dye your hair again?
No, this is me. You don't like it?
Is it shorter? I prefer it longer, but...
How are you doing?
I realized I didn't ever really come alive for myself. I was just feeding his aliveness.
I'll never get to really be his parent again. He needs to know that I fought for him.
It's not as simple as not being in love anymore.
Eventually, it'll be the two of you having to figure this out. Together.
If we start from a place of reasonable and they start from a place of crazy, when we settle, we'll be somewhere between reasonable and crazy.
We were talking before we recorded, and to me, this movie was weird in the fact that it dealt with some heavy material, but also felt very warm at the same time. Like, I wanted to stay in that world with those characters to learn more about them. Like, everything about just felt almost safe in a way. And so that's kind of how Marriage Story feels. It's on Netflix. You can stream it. Very beautiful movie.
I don't know. Yeah. I really enjoyed the movie. I watched it 2 weeks before my wedding, which I would not recommend doing. I watched it with my wife-to-be.
Right.
Yeah, so one of the things that really threw me off about the movie is that it is called Marriage Story, and the movie starts out with their pending divorce.
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, we get to see the relationship build up. It's literally like the first scene, they're like figuring out how to divvy stuff up.
Right.
And figuring out what it looks like for them to be separated and eventually divorced and everything.
But don't you think that beginning scenes... was beautiful when they're taught, when they had to write down what they liked about each other.
Yes.
And so it's, you know, starts with one of them and then the other one reads a letter and it's really nice.
It is really, really nice. But even in that beginning scene, like there's just such animosity in that, in that room. And, the like discomfort that they have, these two people who are married, these two people that like have fallen in love and have had a kid together and they can't even like, communicate without another person in the room at that time. And so like, that's really, really, just heart wrenching. I like you said, the characters themselves are both, I think, really, really likable, the two main characters.
Yeah.
Even though they are on opposite sides of the table and in opposition of each other for most of the movie.
In different parts of the country.
In different parts of the country.
LA and New York, yeah.
I didn't find myself siding with one of them mm-hmm. throughout the movie. I don't know if you did or not.
No, but I did notice the first part of the movie deals with Scarlett Johansson's character the most mm-hmm. and her side of things. And then the second half of the movie is Adam Driver's mm-hmm. character. And so, like, you get both sides. And when you're on both sides, you do feel some kind of animosity towards the other person mm-hmm. a little bit. Just in more of a way of you're like, I get why they're upset about that.
I get both right? sides of, yeah. of the argument there, which is... I think probably relatable for a lot of people that have either gone through really, really hard parts in their relationship or breakups mm-hmm. or even divorces. Right. Where
I think even people who are happily married would understand yeah. these issues. Like, I get it, you know?
Yeah, even people who are about to be married.
Sure. Yeah, and it's, you know, one of the scenes that really stuck with me watching it last night was when they first get together with their lawyers mm-hmm. and, you know, the lawyers are doing their thing and they're bringing up some dirt and the husband and wife are there. And then all of a sudden they break for lunch and the lawyers just, they turn it off, right? They turn off the lawyer thing. They're like, yeah. Oh, you're going to love this food. This is yeah. the best food. And like
suddenly the lawyers are like best friends.
Yes. Yeah. And, but then because they can put it away because mm-hmm. they're pros at this, mm-hmm. but the couple, they just can't put it away.
Yeah.
Because this is an actual thing they're going through. Mm-hmm. And this movie has a lot of those moments where it can articulate the unsaid things
mm-hmm.
really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's a... it's definitely a script where... There is a lot of talking. There are a lot of said things, but it also the actors themselves just do such a great job of conveying their emotion through their eyes, through their body language, through mm-hmm. their tone. I think it's just an incredible movie. Adam Driver plays the main character whose name I'm totally forgetting right now. You saw more recently than I did, but so Adam Driver's character. It's Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson. That's all you need to know. But so Adam Driver, I think gives the knockout performance of the mm-hmm. year. And I think that.
What about Joker? What about Joaquin?
I have not seen Joker. I don't imagine that I
can't wait till we get to talk about Joker. We need to watch that this week.
Yeah, I'll get to it. But Adam Driver just gives this knockout performance. I think that it's. I think that he should absolutely win Best Actor, even though it looks like that he will not. But it's so relatable. It's so relatable, in the sense that these people seem like real people, and they seem like people that I want to be friends with, right. And they seem like people that are going through a real thing right now. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of based on, so the writer director, Noah Baumbach, got divorced, mm-hmm. He was married to an actress, Jennifer Jason Leigh, I think.
I don't know that. Aren't him and then Greta Gerwig together?
And so, now? And him and Greta Gerwig are together now, another, famous actress and director. From my understanding, he wrote this movie about divorce sort of starting with it based on his actual divorce with I think her name is Jennifer Jason Leigh, but then eventually was like talking to his partner Greta Gerwig and was like, hey, what if we ever got divorced? What would that look like? And then kind of started to play with it that way. And so it's extremely personal because of that, but because of that too, it just feels very, very raw and very, very real.
Mm-hmm. It definitely feels like a movie that comes out of a place of experience, mm-hmm. you know?
Absolutely. I will say that the most important thing that this movie does, so I work for a car rental agency, is to inform everybody that car rental agencies are not allowed to install a child's car seat in the car because of liability
that
reasons.
That becomes a big, that like, becomes contentious topic.
That's literally a plot point in the movie. And everybody that I work with, they're like, have you seen Marriage Story? Oh, thank God somebody's telling people. Because I would say several times a week I get people that are like, why can't you install the car seat in the car? And I'm like, because I don't know how.
Yeah, it's a liability issue.
Sorry.
No, that's a fun part of it. And I think one of the great things of this movie is the complexities of a divorce, that you could just say it's one person's fault.
That'd be very easy.
It'd be very easy, but that's not the case, right? Mm-hmm. And the movie shows both sides being selfish in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And but ultimately, what makes this movie sweet, I think, is how I don't think they stop loving each other through it in some ways. And they learn how to be a different family, you know, than before.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's very raw emotions, but even the big fight scene where things are said that nobody should say. They kind of start crying and break down and apologize to each other. And like, it just shows that the people you love the most have the most power to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think, the sweet part of the movie is them learning to become a different type of family.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that a lot of people would like to look at it as black and white. They'd like to look at it. They want to go into it and be like, oh, this is going to be a movie about how Adam Driver's character is a jerk and Scarlett Johansson's character is the hero or vice versa.
Yeah.
And there's just no way to go into the movie and actually walk out feeling that way, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's an intimacy that happens in marriage that I don't think can ultimately be broken, even if it looks different, even if the intimacy now is surrounded by animosity. There's still that level of intimacy that I don't think ever completely goes away, especially when you're forced to continue doing life together because you have a child, like these two characters have a child. So there's no way for them just to completely separate their new lives. They have to learn how to exist together.
Yeah.
And figuring out how to do that really is like the theme of the movie.
Yeah. And the intimacy part, I think at the end, one of the closing scenes, there's a guy, I'm assuming it's Scarlett Johansson's boyfriend.
It's implied.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the boyfriend also gives room for Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver's character to talk about things. And like, because there still is that intimacy that just won't
go
away.
They're still raising a kid together, even if it's separately.
And their experiences, only those two know each other and how they went through it. And going back to that one scene with the lawyers and lunch, Scarlett Johansson ends up ordering Adam Driver's food for him because he looks at it and he's like, I don't know what I want. She looks at it and she's like, he'll have the Caesar salad. And because she knows him in an intimate way.
She knows him so well,
right?
Yeah. And there's that level of compassion for each other that's shown throughout that. It's a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
I think that in any other year, I would be really screaming from the rooftops of like Jojo Rabbit should win Best Picture or even Marriage Story should win Best Picture. And both of these movies I loved, but both of them probably ultimately are not in my top five movies of the year, which just shows you how strong this year is.
Agree. Mm-hmm. I think also it's... Oh, I lost my thought. God, what was it? It'll come back to me when we start talking about the next movie.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a very sweet, sweet film. It's a good film. But the audience for this, I think, is smaller than...
It's an adult drama, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, it's an adult drama with heavy stuff. Mm-hmm. And
I can't imagine being a 14-year-old and being like, I'm going to watch Marriage Story.
You won't get it.
There are so many things in there that I think people will, that like a 14-year-old would just go right over their head, or they just wouldn't relate to it, really in a way. I don't know.
For married people, for divorced people, I think if you really like those kind of dramas that are driven by the acting, This is for you.
This is a very actor's movie.
This is the actor movie, yes.
there's a lot of acting in it. There's singing in it. There's I've been obsessed with that song that he sings in the movie ever since the movie came out, the Being Alive song. I've just been like, what is this song?
But I don't think it's a movie for... not everybody's going to like it, I think, because of the heavy stuff. Some people just don't like to be put into that emotional state.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like I was saying before, you know, when I watch a movie, I often think to myself, would my parents like this movie?
Mm-hmm.
And my parents like a movie where there's a good guy and there's a bad guy. Yeah. And then the good guy eventually overcomes odds to defeat the bad guy.
Yeah.
And that is not this movie.
Or the couple gets back together at the end.
Yeah, this is not exactly that movie. We'll tell you right now, at no point in the movie is the movie heading that way.
It really should have been called Divorce Story.
That's fair.
Yeah. Sacred Screens is a limited series of Voices of Hope, which is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. If you enjoyed our podcast, please rate and review us, share us with your friends, and we will see you next time.